Shalom to all. Today we're learning Maseches Chulin, Perek Beis, Mishnah Alpha, Mishnah Beis. And today's Mishnah is a real learning Maseches Asherbas Rachel. She should be zecher to find yourself a hagon bikarav mamish. And we go back to discussing proper shechita. The Mishnah says Hashoicher Echad Ba'if Ushnayim BeBehema Shechitas Aksheira. One who shecht one of the simanim with a bird or two of the simanim with an animal, shechitas kasher. Really, chatchila, both simanim are supposed to be shechted even on a bird. However, even if he shechted one of them on a bird, it's okay. Now, v'ruba shel echad kamayu, the majority of the simen is considered like shechting the whole thing. Now, Rabbi Yehuda says Achi shechetes avri. It has to be that he shechts, meaning he cuts the vridin, which are the major arteries on the two sides of the trachea, and that way the blood will drain really well. However, we do not paskin like him. The Mishnah continues, Chatzi echad ba'if, ve'echad v'chatzi b'mehema, if he shechted half of one on a bird, or one and a half on an animal, shechitas epsula, shechitas pasal. Whereas roiv echad ba'if, roiv shnayim b'mehema, shechitas ekshera, if he shechted the majority one of the simanim by a bird, and the majority of both simanim by the animal, that shechitas kasher. Moving on to Mishnah Beis, hashechet shnei roshan ke'echad, if one shechts two heads like one. In other words, he has a really long shechita knife, and he shechts two animals at the same time. Shechitas ekshera, the shechitas kasher. The chiddush over here specifically is regarding karbanos, not regular animals. Regular animals, chulin animals, is perfectly fine, even lechatchila. However, when it comes to karbanos, lechatchila one is not allowed to do this based off of a pasuk. However, the Mishnah is saying that if he did do it, b'diavad it's kasher. The last din is shnayim machzim besakin. If two people are holding onto the knife, v'shechtin, and they're shechting together, afilu echad lemalav echad lemata, even if one is below and one is above, meaning one is holding the handle and one is holding the blade, shechitas ekshera, the shechitas kasher. And the chiddush over here is regarding one of the psulim of shechita, which is called drasa or hadrasa, which is pressing down. Kasher shechita has to be done in a sawing motion, back and forth. The knife slices back and forth, like you cut challah or steak or something like that. You're constantly moving the knife back and forth, not pressing it down. And if the knife is pressed down at all during shechita, so it's pasul. And the chiddush over here is that even though two people are holding onto the knife, and one might think that each one is applying a slightly different amount of pressure, so maybe it's considered like pushing it down. No, we don't have to be chashur for that in the shechitas kasher. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up the Mishnah Gimel and Dalet, continue to discuss this din. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.